say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has
to. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you the word shop. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Susan Tampton reports for Columbia Green Media that when Greene County legislators were deciding whether or not to spend $70 million on a new jail in Coxsackie, they were told the old jail in Catskill was unstable. Now that construction has begun on the most expensive building project in Greene County history, the county is spending money asking engineers if the old jail building at 80 Bridge Street is actually usable. Legislators have been touting the old jail as a potential parking lot with 23 spaces or 41 space potential next to the county courthouse. But residents at a July 23rd meeting told legislators they have all sorts of other ideas for that space near the main intersection in the village of Catskill. Ideas such as a hotel or restaurant, a museum or community space, a place for vocational training or other learning were all raised by speakers at the meeting. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that a spokesperson for Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan announced July 25th that the Ulster County Fair has canceled its show with the country band Confederate Railroad. The band uses the Confederate flag in its logo, and its show at the Illinois State Fair was canceled earlier this year over the issue. Confederate Railroad leader Danny Shirley said, and I quote, "I've done nothing wrong. I love the part of the country I'm from, and I will never apologize for that. It seems that everybody kind of gets looking for something to get upset about, and I guess I'm the flavor of the month," end quote. Ryan explained specifically what he thought the problem was. "The Ulster County Fair must be an event that everyone can enjoy while representing the values of all members of our community. Any showcasing of a symbol of division and racism runs counter to that principle and will be vigorously opposed by my administration," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brian Feller reports for Politico that President Donald Trump lost an attempt to put a judge he appointed on one of the two cases about giving Congress access to his New York tax returns. Judge Trevor McFadden, who was appointed by Trump, rejected a bid by Trump lawyer William Consovoy to have McFadden hear both cases about the president's federal returns. In one case, the president's lawyers are seeking a restraining order against Democrats trying to make Trump's New York taxes public. Another lawsuit by Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal seeks the president's federal tax returns. House Democrats are trying to get that thrown out. Lawyers for the House of Representatives said in a court filing, and I quote, "The Ways and Means Committee decision whether to avail itself of a newly enacted provision of the New York tax code is a legislative act absolutely immune from challenge through the court system. The court thus lacks jurisdiction to grant the relief requested by Mr. Trump," end quote. Read more about this story in Politico. The Daily Freeman reports that Representative Antonio Delgado holds a series of town hall meetings starting Saturday, July 27th. Delgado holds town hall meetings in Otsego, Columbia, Montgomery, Sullivan, and Delaware counties. In Columbia County, Delgado will take questions at 6:30 p.m. at Chatham Brewing, 59 Main Street in Chatham. He also will be at Roots Brewing Company in Oneonta at 5 p.m. July 27th, in Canajoharie at 6:30 p.m. July 30th, in Bethel at 6:30 p.m. July 31st, and in Sydney at 6:30 p.m. on August 1st. Usually Delgado gives an opening statement and takes questions for about an hour. His staff attempts to create a Facebook live feed online, and WGXE airs that webcast on the air at 90.7 FM if possible. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXE Hands-On Radio weather update. A sunny Friday afternoon is in the forecast with the temperature high near 84 degrees and a calm wind. Tonight there will be patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low around 62 degrees and a calm wind. Your forecast for the weekend. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday. Patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny on Saturday with a temperature high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low of around 67. So there you have your weather update, brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You were just listening to the instrumental of Witch Doctor by Hobson. Great song, and the censored version just doesn't do it justice. So welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of the Word Shop. I'm Kingston, and here with Emily and Thebes.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. Good to be here. All views that we'll be expressing here on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene. With that, we're going to be expressing some views and opinions about magic, our second week of magic here at Clubhouse Radio, which is... in some ways, a lot of the magic is the magic of defining magic that we've been doing in our workshops here. And since it's the word shop, we're going to focus on the aspect of magic today that is words and spells.
Because words are spells.
Yes, they are.
Incantations put energy out into the world, make their own story. And so we've got Emily opening up with a piece that was written by
Gina, who is 17 years old.
Clubhouse member.
Yep.
With the earth acting as my guide, I hold out my hand and trust where I'm led. My eyes closed, yet my mind all-seeing. Every word I say is a spell cast alone. Power forced by the lips, meant or not, will manifest. Misfortune beseeches those who are not careful with their words, so watch your tongue. Consequences come threefold, and others may suffer. Bow to the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, into that. Thank you, Gina.
Yeah. Dropped in and kind of like laid it all out there, mm-hmm. right? And I think, I know I was really moved by that piece of every word I say is a spell cast alone. Mm-hmm. And this, there's a piece here about just like whether or not you're even conscious of the words you're using, they have power. Mm-hmm. And so be aware, watch your tongue.
Right, because it's, they carry energy, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and like I think of reality as like literally like the manifestation of all of our collective spells. Mm-hmm. So when you're walking through the world and you look, you know, say you're on the bus and there's five other people on the bus with you, like in some ways the reality experience you're having is manifested from the ideas and words and dreams and feelings that those people are having. And I think in that sense that we can use our words and our consciousness and our thoughts to like really shift our actual experience of reality around us, mm-hmm. which is empowering.
Right. And I think what else spoke to me in this was the consequences come threefold and others may suffer. Bow to the earth. Right. It's like that watching your tongue. It's like what you say literally creates and manifests these things. We were having some conversations yesterday in mm-hmm. workshop. Right.
Right.
And do you remember two of the words that we were talking about that have been created as insults?
I think there were dumb bit and right. stupid,
right?
Or something like that,
right? Something like that, right? And it's like, what do you get out of using those words? And if you're calling each other that, are you all going to become that insult?
Right.
Right. And so I think there's something to, like, not taking in words, too. Like, how do you build up your own energetic sphere to mm-hmm. not build in words? And, like, that we need to be recognizing the impact of our words, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Which I think is a segue into a piece that you wrote yesterday for us, Emily, in workshop. And we've done a little bit workshopping since, but would you like to could read it and then talk about what that's been like?
Alrighty.
Great. Thanks.
You called her a slut when all she was trying to do was feel better about herself. You called her a slut without even knowing the meaning of the word itself. You might have not intended to mean the word, but it's what she heard. She lays awake at night, thinking about what caused you to use it as glass and cut her with it. Was it the way she looked? The way she acted? The way she dressed? She can't breathe. The venom you spoke is strangling her. She feels pain coursing through her veins. Her mind is racing and her heart is breaking because of your words. Her tears stain her pillows and her cheeks. She's spiraling and falling down deep. She lives in a world of hurt, and it's all because of your words.
Thank you, Emily. So, this was in response to a prompt, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. That was the identify slur insult used against you or others, or that you use against others, and how that slur makes you feel.
Right.
And so, can you talk to us a little bit about, like, what it was like to workshop this piece, still being present in that word, right? That mm-hmm. word being present, and, like, how workshopping it either made that word more alive or less alive, or how working with it kind of affected you, or does it make any sense?
Yeah.
What I'm asking?
The word itself was like very raw in terms of like how it made like how it made me feel mm-hmm. when it was being used. Mm-hmm. So like the emotions and like reactions that I had mm-hmm. when the word was being used is basically how I wrote the piece. Mm-hmm. And since working with it and workshopping it, it made the word easier to deal with.
Okay.
You know, like in terms of accepting it and
like move it through, like right. not have it sit and actually be an impact and effect.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So like basically just like letting it pass through mm-hmm. instead of like worrying about it and like still being impacted by it.
Right.
Like let the reaction happen and mm-hmm. then move on.
Right. It's like the healing actually lives in the moving through the experiencing of it versus the like, it's like, you know, a response can be to sort of shut everything down and become closed off and kind of have that like, oh, nothing bothers me. So like right. whatever attitude mm-hmm. of things. And like that is its own form of protection. Like there's nothing wrong with that. But there's also, I think, ways in which, you know, by like not taking on the meaning as it's intended in an insult, right? Like you're mm-hmm. not taking slut into your body with the intention of what like that person was trying to say, right? It's like now you right. get to like re-relate for yourself to that spell, you know, mm-hmm. and what your poem actually does is like really help, you know, I think like unpack like the depths of, you know, meaning that a word can have to a particular person and like mm-hmm. come around to a place where it's like, you know, you're able to find like your own story of like depth and complexity and beauty in that, you know, coming out of that experience that right. was not what the word like initially had instigated and brought up. Mm-hmm.
There was a song that was brought to my attention a while ago. And slut was actually the title, but it was more of an abbreviation for sweet little unforgettable thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I choose to interpret it.
Yeah, so you have your own secret spell, right? Like, that's so powerful. You hear that and you turn on a whole different meaning to what it is, right?
Right.
And that gets to be how you move through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know some of the other responses to that piece or to those you know the prompts that we were working with is like both unpacking the impact that words have on us and then using words as a tool to like build ourselves up and make us feel powerful, right? What you just mm-hmm. described, even like right turning slut into that acronym, right? Say it again.
Sweet little unforgettable
thing. That's what it was. Awesome, right? Changes things. You know, William was one of the folks workshopping with us and he wasn't able to be on the air today, but, you know, he had written some different responses that he sort of has or uses when he hears, an insult thrown at him. And I really appreciated them because they feel like they're kind of, it's more in question form or sort of response form, but they really feel like he's creating a way to turn the insult on its head or to deconstruct it, right? Like to kind of make it fall apart, you know? So some of the things he wrote that he would write in response or say in response, like, you don't know me. Like that in and of itself is, I think, a really powerful sort of thing, right? Somebody's coming at you with it and it's like, you don't know me. You know, sort of like, I'm unattached to your perspective. I'm unattached to your opinion. You don't know me. And then he had, what is your intent? What is your intention in saying this word to me? Which is like really powerful, right? To like say like, what are you trying to achieve in your use of this word? Which makes somebody have mm-hmm. to like stop hiding behind their words and actually speak their truth, mm-hmm. right? Which is a braver sort of thing to have to do.
Instead of just, there was a kind of in using some of these insults and stuff, it's like the question was, does it make you feel power? Like what's the purpose of using it? That feels like related to the intent, like, to elicit a reaction to why.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And then for somebody to have to sit there and like name out loud, like I'm trying to create pain or make you feel less than or, you know, get back at you for whatever. But whatever it is, it helps like, I think, you know, sort of cast the spell back.
And like with that, the person using the insult, it's like most of the times they don't really have any reason, mm-hmm. you know? So like,
right.
when you ask someone, like, what, like, what was your reason? Mm-hmm. They'll just like be dumb-minded or dumbfounded.
Right. Dumbfounded. Yeah, they're like, because I felt like it, right? Like,
right. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a reason.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, and a few others. How would you feel if I said that to you?
Yeah.
Right? Like, kind of calling in that, like, you know, take it. If you asking somebody to actually feel the impact or consider the impact of their words for themselves. And then the last two, which I loved, is like, that's not okay. And that's not okay. And nah, bro. Like, you know, also like part of our protective response is just to like, be like, no, hold boundaries. Mm. I don't accept you, your truth, your words. They're not mine. Right. Thank you. Nah, bro.
Yeah. It's like, no.
So those are some of William's contributions to the conversation.
Yeah. Thank you, William. That was really useful. I want us to take a minute or two and listen to the SLUT song that Emily was telling us about. It's by Bea Miller. Mm-hmm. So, let's see.
Is that? Yeah.
I love myself. I want to see it when I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Because it's my own and I'll keep owning it. If you don't like what I'm wearing, well, you're only bothered because you're staring. And you'll never talk me into caring. Because it's my own.
This is Clubhouse Radio, the Word Shop. We are working magic. You were just listening to Bea Miller, who has turned the word slut into a spell of empowerment. Sweet little unforgettable thing. Thanks for that, Emily. Yeah, we're unpacking the power of words and thinking of words as spells that actually manifest how people move through the world and become in the world. So we're going to close this part of our conversation out with a poem by Nikita Gill, which speaks to the power of those words. And we're going to take a little news break and then come back and shift into kind of out of the world of where words hurt and into the world of how words can be empowering and affirmations, which is very exciting. So,
and also just want to say about this Nikita Gill book that this is coming out of, Fierce Fairy Tales. This whole book is about taking stories and poems that are, you know, these old traditional fairy tales that might not hold well for people, and like recreating a story, right? So like this larger manifestation of like the fairy tales that like are the foundation of this society that we're living in can be transformed and thereby transform how we think about that.
Yes, so. New stories, new tales to create a new world. All right, so this piece is called Phoenix Blood. There are only two things I am sure of in this world. The first is, one day, this life will come to its final destination in death. The second, people will try to obliterate you. And believe me, even the ones that once promised you forever will betray you. It never fails to happen when love turns dark. Do yourself a favor when this happens. Reclaim yourself from them. I know you have been taught to slice out your own heart, hand it over again and again to selfish hands, because it is all you have known since you were a child. You are an open wound looking for someone to cure you. And when they see that, they will scratch at it, steal your voice, thinking your magic will go with it, hoping your core swallows itself up. This is where you remember the lava of the volcano you come from. Your ancestors were made from fire, and it runs like hum that sings through your own vein rivers of blood. You are not an open wound. They just want you to think you are. They have done this to every woman before you, yet women were made to endure. They become the earth. They adapt like water. They turn into diamonds to survive as who they are. This is how we become magic. We walk through fire and become more holy. They try to break us. We do not accept defeat. They try to devastate us. We still discover how to be happy. They banish us to the depths of hell. We just absorb and master the heat.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And also I'd say this is how all people become open wounds. I'd change that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and a really fun spell before we go into the news. I think everybody will know this one. Enjoy.
Hakuna Matata. It means no worries.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's the motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you? You know, kid, these two words will solve all your problems.
That's right. Take Pumbaa, for example. Why, when he was a young warthog...
When I was a young warthog!
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame! What a change in my name!
Oh, what's your name?
And I got downhearted.
How did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumbaa, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, say it, kid.
It's our problem free.
Welcome to our humble home.
You live here?
We live wherever we want.
Yep, home is where your rump rests.
It's beautiful.
I'm starved.
I'm so hungry I could eat a whole zebra.
Ah, we're fresh out of zebra.
Any antelope?
Nuh-uh.
Hippo?
Nope. Listen, kid, if you live with us, you have to eat like us. Hey, this looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub.
Ew, what's that?
A grub. What's it look like?
Ew, gross.
Mm. Tastes like chicken.
Slimy yet satisfying.
These are rare delicacies.
Mm.
Pecans with a very pleasant crunch.
You'll learn to love them.
I'm telling you, Kev, this is the great life. No rules, no responsibilities. Ooh, the little cream film kind. And best of all, no worries. Well, kid?
Oh, well. Hakuna Matata. Slimy, yet satisfying.
That's it.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced July 26 more than $540,000 will be awarded to the city of Hudson to replace residential drinking water lead service lines. The grant is being made through the New York State Department of Health's Lead Service Line Replacement Program. Hudson was one of 18 municipalities statewide to share $10 million from the program, an element of the state's $2.5 billion Clean Water Infrastructure Act of 2017. Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, "This next round of funding advances our commitment to helping municipalities upgrade outdated systems, helping improve health, and keep our communities thriving," end quote. Municipalities are eligible to participate in the lead service line replacement program based on the, and I quote, "percentage of children with elevated blood lead levels, median household income, and the number of homes built before 1939 when lead service lines were used," end quote. The grant funds received must be used to replace residential lead service lines from the municipal water main to the residents. Read the press release at governor.ny.gov. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials are weighing the possibility of imposing a moratorium on internet-based homestays such as Airbnb and VRBO while the Common Council formulates a plan to regulate them. Approximately 20 people attended the meeting of the council's legal committee June 24th to offer ideas and feedback on a draft plan to limit and regulate short-term rentals citywide. Hudson has about 150 short-term rentals registered with the city. Under the proposal, a limit would be placed on one owner per building, not per unit. Following passage of the local law, any existing rental grandfathered in would be non-transferable when the property is sold. City Attorney Andy Howard said the moratorium legislation would contain a hardship provision to allow property owners to challenge the city on the ban. Fourth Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman suggested the committee get a better handle on the extent of Hudson's short-term rental stock before finalizing the law. A draft law to establish a moratorium will be presented at the next legal committee meeting, August 28th, at City Hall. Read more about that story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A month after the Ulster County Democratic Committee rejected Lisa Cutton as its candidate for county comptroller, the former Kingston treasurer said July 25th she will now run on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence Party lines. Cutton's campaign announcement said she initially had no plans to run under the GOP or Conservative banners, but changed her mind. In her campaign announcement this week, Cutton said of Gallagher's endorsement, and I quote, "It appears that the process and candidate selection were not subject to an honest, democratic process, but rather the result of backroom deals," end quote. Asked about her opponent choosing to run on the Republican line after initially saying she would not, Gallagher said, and I quote, "I find it ironic and an example of sour grapes that she accepted the nomination from the County Republican Committee, which literally held a backroom private meeting on July 18th with no public notice or available minutes to select her as candidate, end quote. Ulster County Republican Committee Chairman Roger Rasko said the party approached Cutton about running and not the other way around. The winner of the November election will serve the remaining 2 years of former Comptroller Elliot Auerbach's 4-year term. Cutton formerly served as the county's Director of Accountability, Compliance, and Efficiency, as Deputy County Budget Director, Senior Auditor for the county's Comptroller Office, County Auditor, Comptroller for the Town of Fishkill and Poughkeepsie, and City of Kingston Treasurer. Read more about that story in the Daily Freeman. The Pew Research Center's annual assessment of the state of the news media is out, and among its key findings, U.S. newspaper circulation in 2018 reached its lowest level since 1940, the first year with available data. Total daily newspaper circulation, print and digital combined, was 28.6 million for weekday and 30.8 million for Sunday last year. Those numbers represent an 8% and 9% decrease, respectively, from the previous year. And the audience for local TV fell in key time slots in 2018, down 10% for morning news and 14% for late night and evening news. Pew reports that this has been a long-standing trend with declines in 2017 and from 2007 to 2016 as well. The decline in local TV audience was the greatest loss recorded in any media sector last year. Only cable news saw its audience increase in 2018. Pew also reported that digital ad revenue has grown, but a majority of that revenue went to Facebook and Google rather than to publishers. At the same time, traffic to news websites has leveled off, and time actually spent by readers on those websites has declined. You can read more about that story at pewresearch.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Stop us, the love we got's colossal.
We rising up.
White supremacy, your throne's about to topple.
We rising up.
All imposters of power petrified like fossils.
Keep the grow with my smile. I ain't weak and I ain't mild and I ain't running. No, I ain't running. Wear my shoes for a mile. Left my stride in my profile.
Contrive, we be alive no matter the gun. Mooses and whips, we be our son. Cops on repeat, inside the lie. We be the truth no matter the time. Yeah, we arrive, fist in the sky. Shatter the virus, we be the ones. We be strong inside this fight no matter what. Don't be polite, make this freedom look so bright. Running at the speed of light, the saints are on our side. Look at how we ride, we don't need your guns. We got people power and a friend with the divine. Mira verdad, tira pa' acá la historia. En una lanza que nos quiere asesinar. Pero la gente se resiste. Resistance is a natural response. How you gonna tell me that we ain't bound for freedom?
trick us. We got eyes to see us. We be looking beautiful despite your amnesia. Against the contagious, trigger happy fever. Your violence needs a surgical procedure.
You try.
Beautiful beyond imagination, the children of cosmic dust wrapped in enigma made flesh. Black people are supernatural, drum magic and time travel. Black people are rising. Black people are significant, magnificent, omnipresent, resilient, immeasurable, unstoppable, indispensable, brilliant. Black people are eternal, ancient ancestors of the entire planet. Black people are breathtaking, the creators of this nation, the cornerstone of liberation. Black people are genius. Black people are people on a mission to get free by any means necessary. Black people are my heart, my soul, my breath. Black people are the source. Black people are a gorgeous rebellion by the simple act of being.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I'm Emily. I'm here with Phoebes in Kingston. You were just listening to We Rising Up by Climbing Poetry featuring Carolyn Malachi.
We're here talking about the power of words as spells and affirmation. I think the song speaks for itself about what an affirmation is. That is what affirmation sounds like. That whole ending part, you know, describing all the ways in which.
Magnificent.
Know, yes, gorgeous, genius, indispensable. So many powerful affirmations. So.
And you just saw, like, we just saw them, right? In
right,
Troy.
Like Tuesday,
right? How was that for you, right?
That was a really cool experience. It was like really powerful and moving, and I had a really nice time.
How did it feel to actually like see them perform this sort of music and affirmation making, and like to kind of like vibe in with them as people, you know, right there on the stage?
It was powerful, you know, like I felt that, I felt like their emotions, I felt like what was happening. It was all epic.
And that part about like manifesting words, like I really felt being in that audience, which like it's up in Freedom Square in Troy, these like free concerts that are being put on, they're really wonderful every Tuesday night through the summer. And like I felt as like those, these songs are being performed and produced, like the audience was manifesting the beauty of you know, like you could see it all around you. It was like really powerful.
Definitely what happened.
Well, working with affirmations.
We did another response to a prompt yesterday in workshop, and it was write an affirmation, right? Way to, like, an inspirational way to call yourself, instead of, you know, people are like, I'm so dumb or I'm such an idiot. It's like, you know, your words are spells. And if you keep calling yourself that, that's what you're bringing out. So, bringing out the positive. So, Emily, you want to share with us something?
Okay.
Cool.
So, I wrote another piece yesterday at workshop. No matter who is against you, and no matter what they say, it means nothing. You should feel honored they took the time out of their day just to think about amazing old you. You are perfect just the way you are, and if they can't see that, they must be blind. You have a pure heart and have the ability to push through their hate and darkness with your love and light.
Yes.
Pretty
pretty short, but yeah.
No, I mean, that's...
That can be very powerful. Like, less is more sometimes, I find, with spells. The more direct and clear and to the point you can get, the more potent they are. And there's less words that you're trying to energize, right?
Right.
So, I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. Shahi gave us a couple affirmations and spells yesterday. One was just chill. Mm-hmm. And then also, one day you'll be working for me. And the what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. That way to say and anchor. But, you know, I'm going to be all right. It's like those ways of saying I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
And Soraya, too.
Soraya had some great affirmations. It was awesome to watch her just drop in and, like, list it out hard. I'm like, that is a sign of somebody who feels good in themselves.
Yeah.
So.
It's really good.
Uh-huh. Soraya's affirmations are funny, weird, cool, nice, a little mean if you push me to be, an artist, a good cook, and many more. And that makes me... So, really powerful.
And there was something we were talking about, and that powerful of being like, you know, calling yourself weird. Like, nobody can use that as against you.
Just
it's like
next time someone calls you weird, just like
yeah,
I know who
I tell myself that every day. It's one of my affirmations.
Exactly.
Like, I'm weird and it's fantastic. Yeah.
So, we're going to take a breath here and listen to one of the all-time, in my opinion, affirmations for people of color.
Once we did, we shall overcome. One day, we shall overcome. One day. We shall overcome the Lord one day. Yeah. If in our heart we do believe, Lord, we shall overcome, Lord, one day. We shall all have peace one day. We shall all have peace, Lord, Lord, one day. Yeah. If in our heart, Lord, we do believe. We shall all be free one day, Lord. We shall all be free, Lord, one day. Lord, Lord, if in our heart, do believe, Lord, we
coming to the end of our time.
So you were just listening to We Shall Overcome by Mahalia Jackson, and Emily, you've sang this before at an MLK walk, right?
Every year there's like an MLK walk at the high school, and the chorus program performs some songs. And at the end, we all gather around like the auditorium, and we all hold hands and sing this song at the end of the MLK walk.
Cool.
What kind of magic does that put into the room when you have that experience?
It's a very, I'm going to say wholesome thing. You know, like it's very like calming, I'd guess. Like I'd say, I don't know how to describe it, but it's pretty like happy and cool and calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that it does this like cohesion in some ways of the people who are in that group singing that together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, songs are such a particularly potent form of word, spell, and magic because they create a rhythm and a dance and a flow that I think a lot of people can join together to participate in. And, you know, we talked a lot about like how we individually have our affirmations or responses or our words, but, you know, some of the most powerful magic that I feel like I've participated in is through song and when, like, those voices rise together and join together and what it feels like for all of our energy to be going toward manifesting an idea or a dream or a vision or an idea. It can just take on this sort of amplifying effect that is bigger than any one person's dream or vision. So I think that's what's... Yeah, go ahead, Emily.
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Clearing my throat.
But yeah, it's like there's and I think here at Clubhouse, like as we've gotten the chance to dive into these complex questions about words and insults, and it's like not always so straightforward, right?
No.
Like sometimes something is an insult in one context and it is, you know, a sign of
friendship.
Yeah.
And others.
Lightheartedness and connection, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, coming to a place of kind of like understanding within Clubhouse about which words we really want to foster and hold and use together can, I think, create this energy of manifesting the culture we want here at the Clubhouse, which is really powerful. Oh, I think that reclaiming piece is like kind of complicated sometimes, right, Emily? Like thinking about words that, like, you know, could be an insult in one context and like show up in another way, but
it really is, you know, like, if you try to say something in, like, a joking way, people might not, like, take it that way, you know? So, like, you could really hurt someone's feelings if you say it in a specific tone or, like, a specific context.
Right, right.
And I think sometimes, like, we think we can, like, strip a word away from the insult of it, you know, and be like, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
Right.
But words, whether we like it or not, carry the history and story of what's been attached to them by people other than us. So I think, like, using caution with that, right? Or being in, like, real consent and choice about it. Like, are you sure you want to reclaim that word? Or are you sure that's the word you want to have moving through your body?
And we asked that question in terms of, we listened to a Def Jam poetry piece called by Julian Curry. That I can't even say the title of on air because it's the N-word ending in E-R, ending in A-S, and ending in A-Z. And questioning, like, do you know really the history? Like, what are you saying when you continue to call your friends my N-word, and that's also what the slave owners called our people in chains on Wall Street? Like... Is that the language you want to be reclaiming? Is that still the magic you want to be putting out into the world? Like, what are you manifesting? And being very careful about that. And there's also, like, I mean, I want to ask Emily a question about, like, the word ho, right? Like,
right.
Because we've talked about that word and how it's either, like, reclaimed or used as, like, a sign of, like,
friendship.
Right. Like, what's that made out of? And, like, it's contextual, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's okay. Very contextual, you know, like, it depends on, like, who you're with and, like, how they're saying it and what they're saying about it and with it. But if, like, someone else, like, said it in a different tone of voice or, like, wanted to be nasty about it.
Right.
It's a different feel with different people, I guess.
And I think that that's, for me, is a little bit of a question of, like, then why do you want to reclaim it at all if at any point it can get used back? Like, if you call yourself that, I don't know, I think of it as, like, if you call yourself something and then somebody else calls you that and you get mad at them, it's like, how? Because you've been calling yourself that. So, asking that question. And... also just want to transition into maybe, before we're done, Phoebs, you got a poem that you wrote. yesterday in workshop in response to.
Yeah, right. And it speaks to the context piece, right? Uh-huh. And like never knowing like what word, how a word's going to land with somebody else. So yeah, so the prompt, right? Identify a slur used against you. In this case, I chose the word woman. And I chose that, you know, because for me, the way it was being received, like, was, yeah, it was not feeling good in my body. And so, you know, it was kind of the context of like, yeah, what are you talking about, woman? And as somebody who identifies as gender non-binary, who doesn't identify with gendered language in those ways, and also like what that's made out of anyway, like in general, I'd like had to unpack that a little. So I can read it real quick.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
She speaks it lovingly, calling in a solidarity of experience that says, it's not an insult coming from my lips, for I too am woman. But the insult lies in the centuries of lies that men have spoken, defining women as the second sex, contempt to their dominance. The insult lies in the ask that I reclaim an assignment that I never consented to. The insult lies in the reduction of my actions to a gender. Call me frustrating, call me wrong, presumptuous, call me off base, misplaced. It might all be true, but woman's got nothing to do with it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Rough edit.
Hear that.
So with that, we were coming into the end of our time fast.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Like, you can catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
If you're 12 to 18 and you want to be involved in actually creating the programming for the show, please come join us at the Catskill Clubhouse. We're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays from 3 to 9. Radio Lab is Thursday and Friday starting at 5. So come check us out. And we'll close out with shout-outs, as always. Shout-out to Miss Badia and the Little Empress play that is tonight. In 4 minutes, we'll be starting. And tomorrow night, there's a 5 p.m. show at the Hudson High School, if you haven't checked that out. And we're going to have a couple fun field trips coming up here at the clubhouse, so definitely check those out. I want to thank Wave Farm and WGXC. Huge shout-out for making this radio program possible.
I'd like to do a shout out to Julian Curry, Deaf Poetry Jam, Georgia Me, who wrote a poem called N-I-G-G-O-D-S. And also to Naomi Jackson, who's a novelist that wrote The Star Side of Bird Hill. And we might be reading some excerpts from that next week. Very magical book and really enjoyed it. So we've got one song. One or two songs maybe to close us out. Sampa the Great Rhymes to the East is playing. And we might end out with DJ Khaled, Holy Mountain.
Enjoy. Shout out to William and to Silray and to Danny and everyone in the club that's listening to our show right now. Enjoy the music as we close out.
Thank you.
From the east with the beast in a trucker, Timbuktu as I cushion all the loyalty. Build a big wall when you store all of the royalties. Trash is what you know you don't know. The level of the brain that you told you can't go. The level of insane that you told you can't show. The level of insane that they sure that I know. 4 million spans ago, a wish man told me all the limits he thinks that I am. I've moved mountains, know that I can. I've healed souls, I know that I am. I bleed bled blood, but I breathe bed blood. But I beam bed blood, but I bring black back. Blessed, but I breathe through my chest. Blessed, and before I forget, black vocals. Black t-shirt, dark jeans, and a choker. Only do flesh, but I'ma flesh my vocals. Only do magic, but that black girl culture. I'ma break for this beat before I kill them culture. Vouches, am I going to fall? It's not pity. Play me small, it's not pity. Lose my soul, it's not pity. Be scared no more, it's not pity. We've been here all day. I said yes all day. My time's okay. I'm not going to fall.
wow, it's not petty. Play me small.